Take Champions Live, coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, going out across the United States of America with everything going on in local sports, national sports. Here with my co-host Kevin Cameron, special guest Smoking Jim Frazier, and basketball aficionado Warren Wilson. If you think you had fun while we were on the air, you should have heard the fun we were having off the air, man. Good time. About to wrap up this basketball segment before we get into some golf, and as we close out the inaugural show for 2018. This is the first of many sports shows to come your way. But a heads up for everybody, the great Connie Hawkins passed away several months ago at the young age of 75. Connie Hawkins was the MVP of the Pittsburgh Pipers, the 1968 ABA championship team. One could surmise that 1968 ABA championship team was the best team in the world when they won the ABA title, because not long after that, the NBA ABA war was waged, and everybody knows how that ended up. So I've talked to several players from that Pipers team who felt they have no trouble saying that they could have beaten any team on the planet at that time. That being said, it would mean that Connie Hawkins, who was the MVP of that team and the MVP of the league and the leading scorer of the league, would have been the best player on the planet at that time. He would have been the LeBron James of 1968. All that being said, Achieving Greatness Incorporated and Mark Whited, an author who's doing a book on the Pittsburgh Pipers, the forgotten team, will be hosting the 50-year anniversary reunion and special memorial service for the great Connie the Hawk Hawkins. Saturday, May 5th, coming up. Put it on your calendar. You'll hear more about it. Just give you a little tease right now. Saturday, May 5th, we have found 13 living members of that great Pittsburgh Pipers team. We're bringing them to Pittsburgh on Saturday, May 4th, to the Savoy for a reception, and Friday, May 4th, to the Savoy for a reception, and Saturday, May 5th, for a big reunion, award ceremony, and dinner. So keep that on your calendar. Friday, May 4th, Saturday, May 5th, Connie Hawkins Memorial and Pittsburgh Pipers reunion. For more information, call 412-628-4856. And now, I got to forewarn you all, because you know you don't know what you don't know until I tell you. Kevin Cameron says he's a pretty good golfer. Now, I've never seen him golf, so I can't say that he's a good golfer or not. But I ain't never had nobody tell me he was a good golfer, so how am I supposed to know? I just have to take his word for it. Smoking Jim, if I say to you, yeah, I'm a great singer, you're just supposed to take my word for it. I ain't got no CD, no record, no nothing. You just say, well, yeah. Then you go tell your friend, yeah, Bill Neal's a great singer. I mean, I know Kevin can golf. But anyway, go ahead, Kev, take it away.
Well, you know, I do have the physical evidence for you. Just come on over, and I'll show – you know, I'll show you what I have. How about that? Hey, you know, the big comeback, as the song that just played. You know what the big comeback is all about.
Yeah.
He's back. Yeah. He's back. His name is the only one, yeah. Tiger Woods.
I'm all for it.
I'm not sure how many of you saw the performance last Sunday, but let me tell you something. I was totally impressed with Tiger Woods. He's basically been off tour. I don't believe he played a complete season in probably about 3 years, okay? And he was able to come back and actually grind and finish 23rd, okay, for this golf tournament. Now, a lot of people, of course, you know, when you're great, people scrutinize your game, rightfully so. He didn't hit a whole lot of fairways, and still ended up placing 23rd during the Farmers Insurance tournament. Where did Phil Mickelson end up?
Mm-hmm.
He ended up 45. He shot even parts. Tiger shot -3. And I just want to do a little comparison here, because people could talk about Tiger's game, where he needs to improve. No, he's not going to come back and be 100% perfect. Okay, but he wants to make gradual improvement, because with Tiger, it's all about majors. Mm-hmm. So he's looking at Augusta, okay, in April, looking to win that. So he's preparing himself for that. But you also have the eye test as well. So you know, you have the stats that you look at, And you also have the eye test. And I tell you what, he looks really good. He looks really good.
Now, do you agree, Kevin, he can still hit the ball over 300 yards? And Tiger's claim to fame has always been clutch putting. Once he gets back to his clutch putting, who knows? He can win another major, right?
And over this weekend, he did have a clutch putting, okay? He went into the second round. He went into the 18th hole needing a birdie.
To get to 23?
Not to get to 23, to make the cut.
Okay,
the cut was at minus one.
Okay.
He had to birdie that in order to continue.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
Jim Frazier wouldn't know a clutch putt if he tripped over it. If a clutch putt tapped Jim on the shoulder, he'd turn around, wouldn't know what the hell he was looking at. That's number one. All right. Number two, but he said it real nice. I mean, he came out real nice. Number two, I know you're going to give us further statistical reason as to why Tiger's back. And I'm one of the people that said I expect him to win at least two more majors.
Yeah.
I've said that. I wrote that in my column all last year. And I guess I should point out by now that the Pittsburgh Courier is our partner in this effort. And we will be shown in the Pittsburgh Courier ongoingly. And I am privileged to write sports column for the Pittsburgh Courier called Overtime. So I said in my column repeatedly, but let's be honest, the real reason Tiger's back is he got them 14 women back. And I said all along.
Hey, he's single
Tiger's
now, too.
Do,
he's single
all
now,
Tiger's
too.
All Tiger's got to do is get them 14 women back, and his game will be back. Because, now here's how I deduce
this. Now, he had 14. Trump had, like, what, 30?
But here's how I deduce this, Kevin. If at the time he had 14 women, he was the greatest golfer on the planet, invoking fear in the hearts of all men, why then, if he gets the 14 women back, wouldn't he be the greatest player on the planet again?
Makes sense to me. And, I said I was comparing him to Phil. And it's something special when you haven't played in three years, basically. Come back and you beat the guy that was your closest competitor for so many years. And on top of that, the course that they played on, Torrey Pines in San Diego, is Phil's home course.
I heard that.
Okay, now Tiger, that's kind of semi his home course too. I think he lived maybe 40 minutes away, so he's real familiar with it. But
you realize when people say four, Smoking Jim Frazier thinks they're talking about wings. Like, how many wings do you want? He don't know what you're talking about, kid.
Hey, well, let me break it down for him.
But Warren, you say you're a golfer? I didn't know you golfed.
I'm familiar with it. I mean, the basics of it.
Putt-putt? No?
I mean, not just putt-putt, you know. I've as an educator, I had to teach some of the rules and had to, have some classes and things like that and some training by golfers to train me on how to teach it.
Now,
so.
Okay, cool. Now let me ask you this, Bill. Did what did Michael Jordan do when he came back?
Oh. Ooh.
Did he win a championship?
After baseball?
Yeah, what did he
won
do?
Won three more?
Okay. What did Ollie do when he came back?
I'm with you.
No, I'm asking you.
I'm
just,
with you.
Just follow
won.
Me. Just follow
won.
Me. Well,
they
he
won.
Won, right?
They
what
won.
What did Mario Lemieux do when he came back?
They won. I mean,
wow.
They're winners.
Oh, good
okay.
point. Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm expecting Tiger Woods to do. And the most important part of Tiger Woods' comeback is his health. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He was hitting the ball. Now, he do have to shore up some things, like I said, rightfully so. He missed too many fairways. And if he were able to be as successful as he were during this last weekend, now if he could start to improve his fairway hits, there's really going to be trouble because he scrambled the whole weekend to do what he did.
He still misses his coach.
Well, he's his own coach right now. And let me say something else, too. Tiger Woods, I know a lot of times you get a bad rap as far as his behavior or his attitude. It's tough to be in this position, but he has to deal with more on the golf course than any other golfer.
Absolutely.
Smoking Jim, you brought up his putting. And I'm not sure if you saw the tournament, but on one hole, and Tiger was hot. And,
yeah,
you know, when you have momentum, you like to continue momentum. He stood over a birdie putt I forget exactly what hole it was. In the middle of his backswing, a guy yelled out. Okay, just broke his total concentration, and Tiger couldn't hold up because he was already in motion, end up missing the putt. Mm-hmm. If he would have made that birdie,
yeah.
Who knows how much closer he would have been able to get as far as, you know, his placement. So, Bill, you're saying two more?
Yeah, I just kind of thought that it's – like I said, I think it's safe to agree that, in all sincerity, yeah, he did have a multitude of problems away from the game. I don't think that's foreign to just him. I think a lot of athletes, be they married or single, had those kinds of issues. And, you know, when you live that lifestyle, you find a way to manage it, and he was. And it did prove to be his detriment, but I don't believe that had anything to do with the mental aspect of Tiger Woods. I think the greatest part of Tiger Woods' problem was his back and his health. So if he stays healthy, if his back can hold up, you know, people don't realize the velocity that comes in a golf swing. Mm-hmm. And I've never golfed in my life, to be honest, but I know how I've heard and read about the velocity that comes in a golf swing and how the torment that it can put on your back. So if he holds up, I've said all along, given the nature of his championship spirit, because the people you mentioned, Jordan and Lemieux those are, you know, let's be honest here. There's a certain – some people are just born with a certain something, be it entertainment or athletics. Yeah. You know, somebody we don't think much about, just as a small example, is Jim Thorpe. Mm-hmm. Some people claim Jim Thorpe to be the greatest athlete of all time, the greatest collective athlete. The man didn't play baseball until he was 27, and when he played the first year, he was an all-star. Mm-hmm. I mean, it track, baseball, football – He excelled above all in every sport. So sometimes you're just born with a gift. Yeah. And Tiger has that gift, that championship spirit, that gift of talent. And I expect that he'll win. I'm expecting that he'll win two more majors.
He's at 14 majors, okay? So the record, you know, Jack Nicklaus is at 18. Mm-hmm. I expect for him to break it. I said it from day one.
You think he's still going to get four more?
I still do. I mean – because he's healthy. He's healthy.
And does his age work against him at all, I'm asking?
Well, no, because I believe Tiger's 42. He could still play top quality golf until 50. Okay, so he has 8 years. So if he won, you know, one major every other year, he ties Jack Nicklaus.
I'd be shocked if he wins any major again. I'd be happy if he just won a small tournament.
So why do you say that?
Well, number one, the younger guys on the course are unbelievable right now. Tiger Woods losing his coach hurt him tremendously, and Tiger Woods has always been a guy that can just, you know, hit further than anybody else. Now he's only hitting about 314 yards.
Well, he's hitting with the guys now.
But he used to dominate that portion.
Right. Well, one of the things Tiger mentioned, and you know, we don't have the sound right now, but in golf, just like most other sports, feel is very important. You know, you actually have to feel what you're doing, and that's one of the things he mentioned he needs to get back. You know, he can't shape the balls at this point the way he prefers to place the ball or shape the ball. So once he's able to do it, and all of that comes with plan, because there's a big difference when you play with your friends versus playing on tournament. If you watched the tournament this past weekend, one of the things that happened as well, he sat for 23 minutes on one hole because he was waiting for the players in front of him
another
to finish.
Tiger excuse, yeah.
And well, that's just fact. Yeah. Okay, but I'm gonna have you back. I'm gonna have you back when he starts winning these majors. Now,
and to that point, Kevin, to that point, there's gonna be a lot of people eating crow if Tiger comes back, because a great number of people, professionals, so-called experts, and the general fans wrote him off.
Yeah.
Some wanting to write him off, some racist, some because of the women. Some because
those same people because of the women voted for Trump too.
But if he comes back, there's going to be a whole lot of crow to be eaten.
Yeah. Now there's going to be another comeback coming up here too. What do you think, Serena Williams?
The best.
Oh yeah, she's got to get back into playing form after having a baby.
Is she going to win again?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
she's the most physically dominant player in the game, so there's not going to be any doubt about that.
And since
I think her only concerns have to be when she's tired of playing. Yeah. Now that she's a mother.
Yeah.
What's going on?
There's in the athletics. There's and I'll transition to tennis as well. But there's a lot of. And just hold your thought on this, too, after I read what I want to read. But there's a lot of athletes this day and time that's playing as they get older.
Dr. G.
And they're being successful at the top of their games. I don't care if you want to talk about James Harrison or Tom Brady.
Jaromir Jagr is 46 years old, yes, still playing.
I think I think he just needs the money, if you ask me.
No, he's still playing.
Just the transition, Roger Federer became the second oldest player to win a Grand Slam and first to reach 20 titles.
Wow.
That's really impressive. That's really impressive. So I couldn't, have this Super Bowl show completed without, bringing recognition to the great Roger Federer, because we're at a point in time, we're seeing a lot of great athletes. And again, they're doing it at older ages than we've seen in a long time.
Jim, Roger Federer plays tennis, right? No, I didn't want to just keep going on, and he don't know who he's talking about, kid.
I don't know. He kind of redeemed himself.
He's a football guy.
No, when he was talking about Tiger the last few minutes, he didn't say nothing. He had your attention.
So since he's a football guy, what are the Steelers need before we wrap it up?
Well, unfortunately, what happened to Shazier, the Pittsburgh Steelers are probably going to have to address the linebacker's position again. I think the linebacker coach, Joey Porter, takes a lot of heat for unnecessary reasons. Jarvis Jones, Jarvis Too Slow Jones.
You mean drunken fights at the bar are not legitimate reasons for Joey Porter to be
bounced? Aliquippa's Mike Dicker used to fight in bars, and Buddy Ryan used to fight in bars.
He used to be able to get away with it, too.
Joey Porter. And Jerry O gets none of the blame,
I understand he's been late to some games, too. So
who's that?
Jerry O.
Yeah, they've all been excused, Le'Veon Bell's been excused.
Let me say that.
Ed Bouchette, free lunch Ed Bouchette, writes whatever he wants to, and the people believe that, and basically none of it is true.
So the Steelers need to draft inside linebackers.
Yeah, I would say that.
What about safeties?
I agree they need a free safety. They've been needing a free safety for a long time. They have a whole team full of strong safeties. These guys are very physical. I would bring Mitchell back because he's still the best player that you have at that position, and he's very physical, and he's good in the locker room. But if I'm drafting in the first round, I'm drafting a middle linebacker.
Well, let me ask this question, Jim, and I mean this with heartfelt sincerity is Shazier done? Do you have any inside information? Is he done? Is he going to be in a wheelchair the rest of his life? Do you know anything other than what we all know?
Well, I'm just going by his dad. His dad's a minister, and his dad said the same thing that I've been saying all along, is that he will play football again.
You think he will?
That his dad said, and I believe it too.
Mm.
And I just believe that the worst part about it is when it happened. It's always bad when it happens, but he was getting ready to make $80 million next year.
Forget the money,
The money's important too.
You got to have your health, go ahead.
You're not trading it. You're saying it would have been great to have it along with.
The timing was, it's always bad to. For that, but Yeah.
You'd rather be, I mean, let's be honest. If you're forced to be handicapped, you'd rather be handicapped with $80 million than not.
Yeah, but so, I don't never think he'll be the same player, even if he plays again. That's why the Pittsburgh Steelers got to definitely draft
him. I just want him to be able to function as a normal human being, and that would do my heart really good, you know. And it's amazing when you could lose the best player on your defense, you know, and
he still missed a lot of tackles. He missed more tackles.
He was still the best. He was still the best player on the Steelers defense.
He was all pro.
It goes from that to, you know, just wanting a individual to be able to live a normal life, period.
Well, listen, speaking of period, let's put one on it because we've come to the end of a great run. The opening session of the opening show of the Soltake Champions Live. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. And we got it done in grand fashion. Pittsburgh Steeler, four-time Super Bowl champion, JT Thomas with us today. The brains behind the operation, Kevin Cameron, engineering the game plan. And Smoking Jim Frazier. Warren Wilson, our special guest. I don't know that we...
I don't know. Should we have Smoking Jim back the way, you know...
I didn't want him today, Kev. But I didn't want him today, but I had to bring him in. If we're talking Steelers and football, you're forced to bring him in.
Maybe we need to just cue him up for the draft or something.
You know, talk about a cheap date. I mean, Smoking... All you got to do is tell Smoking Jim there's electricity. He'll show up. Stay tuned. We'll be with you each and every week. Until next time, remember...
Fly, Eagles, fly.
What are you talking about? Are you predicting the Eagles?
Philly, no, fly, guess, Eagles, fly. No, go ahead, man.
No, well, New England's going to win it, and James Harrison will rule the world again. But what I was about to say before my end line was stepped on is champions aren't born, they're made, and we make them better than anyone.
Soltake.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.